We want this service to be where we can come and just like I said at the start, restart our hearts again, find intimacy with the Father, just to be ministered to and to for our brokenness to be restored and for us to hear and to pray and to listen and to hear his word. And we pray that the more we do that, the more natural we'll become at that, because it takes time. But I was reading just this morning a famous passage which talks about the intimacy with the Father in Luke chapter 11. And just to say that before Luke chapter 11, the disciples didn't quite get it. But the disciples got it really right when it came to Luke chapter 11, because one day Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us how to pray, just as John taught his disciples." I'm not going to go into that, but I had the privilege a couple of months ago on sabbatical to sit in that place and pray the Lord's Prayer in the place that Jesus prayed that prayer of his disciples. It was like those goosebump moment. But actually, it's really cool. I was looking at this morning that the disciples got it so wrong, but yet in this moment, the disciples got it so right. Because they wanted to know about how we can find intimacy with the Father. And it says, one day Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us how to pray." And then he goes on to say, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.'" And what happens there in that story is that they connect with God. Because that prayer, those words there are all about the Lord's Prayer, aren't they? And actually, if we want to find intimacy with the Father, we want to find connection with God, then actually we just need to come to him in prayer. The greatest place we find intimacy with the Father and connection with the Father is through prayer, through having a relationship with him and talking to him. And I pray that we would long to have that intimacy with the Father more than we do. And the idea of this evening's service and the ones in the future is to get back to that intimacy with the Father, to have that connection with God. You know, because it is in intimacy with the Father that we understand he's the Father of truth, of purpose, of life, of love, of wisdom, and of hope. And the disciples got it, because once they realized that they could pray to their Father, it was their Father who directed them and their Father who gave them self-worth. I read a quote just the other day. It says, "Why do evangelical Christians look for so much from Snapchat, Facebook, and all the rest of the social media areas to give us satisfaction? Because we simply should know that our Father in heaven loves us. That should be enough. That should be enough. And why do we chase after every other thing when actually we know that our Father in heaven loves us and we can have a relationship with him?" Again, it's about him, intimacy with the Father. And I love it how often in our lives we get it so wrong, but then when we get it right, it's really, really fantastic for our souls. And there the disciples were getting it so wrong until chapter 11, I think. And then God said to them, one of them said to Jesus, "Tell us how to have intimacy with the Father." And he didn't say it's about what you do and about how active you are or how many things you achieve for me. He didn't say that. He said it's about how intimate you get with me. And here's a way to get intimate with me. Pray this prayer. Because in prayer, we have intimacy with the Father. And the Father has intimacy with us. And in our prayers, in the prayers that only we pray to the Father, there's security, but there's also that sense of God knows and nobody else does, so I'm going to talk to him about it. And as I was thinking this afternoon, when I was back at my office, I just felt that God wants to say to me tonight that there may be some of us here tonight that just need to know that God says, "I want you to have more intimacy with me." And the way in which I want you to do that is come back to Luke chapter 11. And by praying that prayer, "Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven," it unpacks all that we need to satisfy our souls. And we look for so much more to satisfy our souls. Possessions, everything else. But the thing that satisfies our soul more than anything, even husbands and wives, is that intimacy with the Father God. And out of that intimacy with Father God, then comes breakthrough in our lives. Then comes breakthrough in our circumstances. Then comes breakthrough in His church. But so often, we don't want that intimacy because for some reason we feel scared about it. Or we don't feel comfortable with it. And I just want to say to you tonight that God, there's nothing Jesus wants more than our intimacy with Him by communicating with Him in our prayers. Because prayers are such a special thing. I just want to encourage us over this next month to connect with God and have intimacy with Him by seeking to be more prayerful in your relationship with God. Because that's so often where we meet Him, in that conversation. And that's so often where He breaks the bits that are broken and He brings the arrogancy in our hearts down to a bit more humbleness. And that's where He says to us, you have more potential than you believe you have. And that's when He says to us, I've got a calling and a purpose on your life, and I want you to use it. And that's where He says, don't think of yourself more important than others, but think of yourselves as equal, as I thought of myself being equal when I came among you and I was called to be a servant among you. You see, in that intimacy, that's where God brings us a revelation time and time again of who He is. No, I don't want you to place your hand up in the air and say how intimate you are with God in prayer. But I want to encourage you this month to be praying about what we shared, but also by having the faith to go closer to God in your intimacy with Him. You might say, well, we don't need that. You do. We all do need. We need more faith to go closer to Him. Because sometimes we don't like the responses that He gives us. So that's my prayer. And I go for the church directory every single day and pray for everybody by name and the other list that's not church directory, the people we're trying to get in. And I'm going to be praying that for us every day as a people, individually by name, that actually we seek to have more intimacy with God in prayer this month. And by doing so, God will just restore our souls, but also help us to be more focused on intercession and prayer for the life of our church. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to sing a couple of songs just to finish. What a beautiful name, and blessed be your name. And we're going to close with these songs just to finish tonight. And if you think God said anything to you or God's spoken a word to you tonight as well, we want you to tell us, write to us, send us an email, because we want to hear that. One thing was really powerful yesterday, that actually when we were meeting together, a group of us yesterday, to pray about the way forward, it's really powerful how during the day and in the afternoon and in the evening, people sent verses of scripture that just confirmed where we were at. That's really cool. So let's stand and let's sing a few songs through together, can we? Is that okay? Can you be a little bit more responsive so I know where we're going? Thank you. Or if not, you can come up here. Let's sing. Thank you. come and join me. We're going to finish there. Just as we finish, I went to the back to see how Eleanor is. She's fine. She's at home. She's going to be see the doctor tomorrow. So that's good. That's good news. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Somebody just said to me while I was at the back, and it kind of fits in with how Daniel's going to finish with a blessing. Noah did what God said he should do. And look at what God did. Noah did what God told him to do, and look what happened, basically. And imagine if we just did what God told us we should do. We shouldn't be surprised by what he will do. And I think, we'll take that away, I think that kind of links in a little bit with something we were talking about yesterday as well. But maybe for some of us here, you know, just do what God's telling you to do. Just do what God's telling you to do. If God is speaking, step out. And then Daniel wanted to share a verse which I think kind of gives us the boldness to do that. So as the Associate Minister for this community and what was it for community? Had the laugh of it.
Something like that, yeah.
Bless you. He looks blue up there.
Yeah, thank you. Go for it. I love that Noah word, because you know, you look like a crazy person until God sends the rain. But God will send the rain. So as we were praying down there, someone prayed over me. I'm not sure who it was, couldn't recognize the voice. So come and tell me afterwards if it was you. You prayed about being strong and courageous. And one of the verses in my calling to ministry was about being strong and courageous from Joshua 1. And so I thought it'd be an appropriate way to close the service and just pray over you all and over Rady Baptist Church as a commission type of blessing from Joshua chapter 1. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for this opportunity tonight to just worship and pray and intercede and pray for one another and spend time in your presence. Lord, thank you that you have been with us, that you are always with us. And thank you for this commitment, this pursuit, this vision to pursue all that you have for each of us as individuals and for this church as Rady Baptist, beginning in prayer, beginning in intimacy, beginning in relationship with you. Lord, getting rooted deeply in who you are, because that's the way that good fruit is going to come, is by putting our roots down deep into intimacy and relationship with you. And so, Lord, I just want to bless this church. I want to bless this people. I want to bless every person in this room, those not in this room, those connected, those who are members, those who regularly attend, those who are on the fringe, those who are connected in relationship to this people, Lord, and just pray for your presence. Pray for more of you, more of your Holy Spirit, more revelation of Jesus and who you are, Jesus, more love and more passion in every single heart, Lord, that your kingdom would come, your will would be done, that hearts and souls and minds would be healed and restored and brought closer into relationship with you, and that we would see many people saved through this people, many brought into discipleship relationship with the Lord Jesus, many empowered and filled with the Holy Spirit, Lord, for your kingdom and for your glory, not our own, but for your kingdom and your glory, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay.